to What Are Friends For?
To be natural is a very difficult pose to keep up. Oscar Wilde.
Over a light breakfast of juice and herb rolls, Zelos explained why he hadn't stayed over with Zell. Zell Goddess was stuck with the mayor's entourage for some affair in Syrog, having to do with keeping something running for his presentation, or I don't know. He said I could take along, but I couldn't face all that. The mayor? How about Amelia? Is she a part of that too? It was she who roped him into it, I'd imagine. They are still more than just friends, you know. No, I didn't. Something else that had escaped my notice. I'd have thought Amelia would have confided in either Lena or me. Not wanting to admit that I wasn't privy to her innermost thoughts, I blamed Zelly. In our recent visits, you never mentioned that. How much more? But Zelos just shrugged, so I changed the subject. How about your stepfather? Reza would expect you to visit. You could have stayed with him. Zelos shook his head. I can't face him yet. Zelgadis was right about the man. He's a hard man, Rezo is. He does not accept failure or weakness in people. It shaped Zelgadis's personality and, well, he wasn't for my marriage in the first place. Said it wouldn't last a year. He said a good deal more about my incapacity to sustain a decent relationship. As if he could. He said, and I quote, "Don't come whining to me about it when she sends you packing." So you see, I couldn't face him last night. Gowrie's folks have taken off to the mountains for a vacation with Gowrie and Silphiel, who is pregnant, by the way, if you can believe that. Really? That was fast. Gods, the idiots. So, I'm your last choice. Actually, you were the second, after I contacted Zelgadis. Oh, well, I'm honored. That's a nice way of putting it. More like obligated from a clan standpoint. He set down his roll and stared at it as he continued to speak before I could object. I needed a friend and a change of scenery. And a shower, I added. He smiled and looked up at me, his eyes open and dark. Sorry, I have a suitcase back at Val's place. I'll be out of your hair so you can get ready for the festivities.
Only if you promise to return with Val for dinner, Mom declared as she entered the kitchen. Milgazia will be here, and his wife and her two nieces, whom you met here years ago.
The twins, of course.
And Luna, Julian, and Lena, naturally.
Lena? Zelos raised an eyebrow.
Yeah, she and I are roommates, you know that. She stays with her sister when I come home. Beats being alone.
I see. Zelos hid his eyes again. Well, dinner. Yes, I'd like that, Mrs. Olcott. Thank you for the invitation.
You are most welcome, Zelos. And Philia? Brad's coming too, right?
Oh, yeah, Brad.
Yes, Mom, he's driving up with the twins tomorrow.
I turned to Zelos to explain. Not that I owed him an explanation, but it would save time later, I figured.
He's a guy I met going to the university from their part of the country.
So he's clan, then?
Zelos asked.
I don't know why I was reticent to tell him that.
Yes, he is. A very nice young man. I'm glad Philia is finally meeting some boys with promise.
Mother!
My mother laughed.
Well, it's true. You haven't dated much lately, and I was afraid you'd never meet any seafood believers at school.
Anyway, I'm happy to find you in better spirits this morning, Zelos. I have to go out to pick up a few things from a neighbor's before I start cooking. Can I give you a lift to Val's?
He declined in favor of a walk in the misty rain. He gathered up his belongings and left soon after. The next evening, we were all gathered around the table having conversation with tea and dessert.
never a good thing. We made a merry little group. My parents sat at opposite ends with Luna, Julian, Milgazia, and his wife to one side, and Brad to my other. Sitting across the table from me was my brother, Quentin Shadowrun. He was nearly 5 years old and a noisy, vociferous little fellow, when playing one-on-one, but shy in crowds. Thankfully, Val and Zello sat on either side of him, treating him like one of the boys, which made his day. At least he didn't squirm and mess with his food like usual. Val was dating one of the twins, Penny, who was seated to his right. Polly, her sister, was sitting to Zello's left, and making it sickeningly clear to Zellybean that she'd like to revive the past, if only for one evening. Lena sat on the end beside Polly. Anyway, with that many people, we had to put all the leaves in the table. Val caught on. In a low voice, he said, "Aren't you a married lady, Polly? And you know Zellos tied the knot a couple of years ago." "I was just suggesting we get together later for drinks, Val," Polly said slyly. "Besides, being married doesn't mean all that much, and it gets lonely when my man travels on clan business." Val stared at Zellos, waiting for his opinion. He and Zellos had talked briefly when he came home. Val felt bad for him and somewhat protective, but he didn't want to be the one to announce Zellos's news. "I'm afraid I'm not up to much socializing. My divorce was finalized yesterday, and I'm sorry, but that was something that meant a lot to me. Excuse me, Mrs. Olcott, but I...
"Can I go play too?"
Quentin shouted. Zello smiled and nodded. "Let's see if your mother thinks you've had enough to eat yet, okay?" Without a glance at my brother's still nearly full plate, my mother answered, "Go ahead, boys, just play quietly." Luna followed Zellos out of the dining room with her eyes. "I thought he looked down when we arrived. What a shame. He'd put some effort into that relationship. Did you have a clue?" she asked her sister from across the table. Luna stopped eating and looked up. "No, he never tells me anything." "I meant, had you noticed? But what was I thinking? He nearly died for you, and you hardly noticed that. Why should I think you'd start caring now?" Luna muttered. "I care!" Lena's voice rose. "Oh, hell, I'll go talk to him." She hustled out of the room without another word. "She's a volatile one," Brad commented in my ear. "As usual." He was my current boyfriend in the making. I brought him home to meet my family before, but this was a family gathering, and it meant a bit more. He had met Lena a few times on campus, so she was no surprise. Not long after, we cleared the table and broke into groups, the old fogies clustering in the front room around the fireplace, and the kids on the floor in Quentin's room. Luna and Julian joined us for a while, then left the front room, then filed back to us, uncertain where they fit in, I guess. Zellos was teaching my brother to play drums. He'd sent him a toy set for his last birthday, which, after a noisy couple days, was left to gather dust in the corner of his room. Not tonight. Lena had to sing, with Val and me on harmony, while Zellos showed Quinny where to bang and when. Luna and Julian left us to our noise, while Brad, Penny, and Polly joined in for a little while, then grew bored and talked amongst themselves. It wasn't long before Mom came in and relieved us of babysitting duty, and we all traveled over to Val's. I don't recall much good about that evening, except that for the first time, I noticed that Zellos had changed. He was quiet, thoughtful, and calm. I asked him about that, and he told me it was his new ADD medication. He lay off it when we were at gigs, so he felt energized to play, but his wife had insisted that he take it regularly, so he wouldn't be so fidgety. That was her word for me when I would be all wound up and jittery. She also hoped it would settle me down and keep me at home more. My mom got our Tomcat fixed to solve that problem, Penny giggled. Val and Zellos both winced at the thought, and Brad muttered, blushing, That's an awful thought. And when Polly, the little harlot, started being all cozy with Brad, my Brad, Zelos led him away from her and planted him by my side. You don't need them all when you have the best, Zelos told him. That was sweet. Me, the best? Hardly true. But it was sweet of him to say, just the same, especially when I knew Zelos still had the hots for Lena. That was the other funny thing I remembered from that night. Zelos was not drooling over Lena. Of course, he was hurting from the divorce, but he had Lena right there to schmooze, and yet he hardly did more than speak casually. Then Polly and Penny started giggling over some book. Val managed to get one of them to read the amusing passage. It's from a Susan Albert mystery book. I found it at Millie and Mills. Listen to this, Zelos, and see if you can figure it out, Polly said. Then either she or her sister read. Created by the color opposites of hot red and cool blue, purple is associated with spirituality, royalty, and nobility, but also with creativity, unpredictability, and mood swings. Isn't that just you, Zelos? Polly asked in a simpering tone. Gods, I was tiring of her fast. Polly was still jabbering. You're a priest, the spirituality part. A musician, that's the creativity thing. You're unpredictable and moody tonight, that's for sure. I don't know about noble, but your position in the syndicate pretty much makes you royalty. That was a surprise to Brad, who wasn't up on that part of the Slayer story at all. Zelos and Lena assured him Zelos wasn't actually an evil syndicate leader, but he was redistributing the wealth, so to speak. Brad looked over at Lena and said, Well, you must be the hot red part of the quote. So who's the cool blue? Lena pressed her lips together in a thin line. She didn't like Brad. Right now, I was wondering who did, besides Paul Lee and me. Lena called him a perennial flirt like that Alan Schetzer guy after the first time she met him. I knew that she was probably right, but he looked good and had potential. Anyway, I can write all that now, but at the time I thought he was the one, and his occasional dalliances hurt my ego. Zelgadas is Mr. Cool Blue, Brad. Penny slapped at his arm. He always sings the blues, and he's so cool. Don't you know anything about the Slayers? And you're dating one. Where have you been the last few years? He was about to say college, but I beat him to it, and then moved the conversation on. As it turned out, his clan was not far from the twins out in the desert, which was why they drove into our settlement together. Anyway, that gave him some excuse to talk with them more, leaving me to the observation post. Val, I was over him, of course, by this time, was latched onto Penny in a big way, I could tell. Not that I thought they would last. Neither one were much for commitment. But for now, they seemed infatuated with one another. Lena was playing solitaire with Zelos kibitzing. Zelos was also fading. Hey, maybe we should go and leave the guys to their house, okay? I suggested. See, I could be sensitive to others. Val, the twins, even my supposedly devoted boyfriend all poo-pooed that idea. Thanks, Zelos said. I'll just go crash in the guest room where my stuff is. I'm tired enough to sleep through just about anything. Maybe some fresh air first. Lena hopped up. Kay, Zelos agreed. You too, Philia, so we don't get lost around here. Sure. I decided that Zelos didn't trust himself alone around Lena, and given his current vulnerable state, I agreed and joined them. I loved and still love the settlement. At night, even in winter, it was beautiful. The earlier rainstorm had blown away, leaving the dark sky cloud-free. The stars sparkled. I felt relaxed and lightheaded, probably due to all the blood leaving my brain to digest that huge dinner. When we returned to Val's, the place was dark. Everybody's gone. I may as well go home too, then. Lena sighed and picked up her deck of cards and bag containing her ID, money, and writing tablet, which she was never without. Ever since Lena's stays in the hospital, she learned to travel prepared, or be prepared to be bored. "Brad?" I called down the hall to the bedrooms. I opened the door to the bathroom. Zelos was right behind me. "Brad!" I called. "Is he staying here or at your place?" Zelos asked. "Mine," I answered as I put my hand on the guest room door handle. "Unless he forgot and crashed on your bed." "What?" Zelos put his hand on mine, stopping me from entering. "Don't go in there." "Why?" I had a flash of insight and got mad at Zelos. "Move it, Zellipod. If he's in there, I just want to say goodnight." He was in there, and so was Polly. Zelos pulled me back out, kicking and screaming for all I was worth. Val shot out of his room, half-dressed, to find out who was being murdered. "It's Brad. If Philly finds something heavy she can pound him with," Zelos explained in gasps. "You'll have a murder in your house to explain. Help me." You have to understand, I was only an inch or so shorter than Zelos, and not that much lighter in weight, and most importantly, I was angrier than hell at my not-to-remain-much-longer boyfriend. "He's sleeping with the parrot?" "His clever name for Polly," Val asked. "Not so much sleeping as oof," Zelos began. I punched the air out of Zelos since he was close. "Shit, I thought he'd left," Val sighed, making no attempt at all to help Zelos contain me. I guess he knew better than to tangle with me. Zelos? Well, for all the messes he had been in throughout his life, I assumed him to be some form of masochist.
He hadn't,
Zelos assured him. Zelos wrestled me out the door and somehow got me back to my house and into our den. The walk over in the cold helped cool my temper. He helped soothe my breaking heart in the quiet darkness of the room. He simply held me while I took my turn, sobbing my sorrows and disappointment into his shirt. What a wretched pair we made. I checked my glowing watch face. 3 a.m. I sat up. I was on the sofa. Zelos, I found, was on the floor, his head cradled under an arm. "Hey, Zellybean, get up." "Yeah, I'm going to my room. Take the sofa, and here's a blanket." "Oh, and thanks for just being you." Zelos later told me that what I said had meant a lot to him. He heard ingenious compliments so very rarely. By the time I awoke, Zelos was up and at Val's, bathing and changing his clothes. Val trotted by to tell me that and to deliver a note of apology from Brad. "He's waiting for an answer. He wants to make it up to you, but, well, Phil, even I was better to you than that dude." I ran the folded paper down the garbage disposal without bothering to open it. "That answer enough?" I eyed Val meaningfully. "Got it," he grinned. Brad and Polly and Penny were gone an hour later. Val, Zelos, and Lena joined Mom, Quinny, and me for lunch. Val explained why Brad was gone. "Phil can do better. Don't worry, Mrs. C. There's a guy out there for her. But it wasn't that dude. Thanks for lunch. I'm heading over to Mills to... oh, I don't know. Nothing, I guess." Lena looked us over. "That's apathetic as always, Val. Sad sack Zelos and miserable me." And shook her head. "Let's all go someplace. You got your van here, right, Val?" "Yeah, and go to a movie, okay?" It was a plan. "So, Zelos, where are you living now? As in, where are your belongings stored?" Lena asked him. We were outside the theater, walking to a coffee shop in downtown Seyrun. "Want to see? It's not far from here, actually." "Is there something to eat there?" Val asked, beating Lena to it. "No." "Then let's eat first, then walk over. Lena said. And that was what we did. Lena nearly always still called the shots. It was just easier that way, and I was too numb to care. Along the way, we were greeted by fans. Not aggressively, not in this part of town. A few autographs and an exchange of kind words passed for polite acknowledgement and satisfied the kids. A few years ago, we couldn't have all gone to the movie theater without disguises. Thank goodness for change. Later, with Lena all stuffed and happy at last, we walked arm in arm the few blocks to the Diamond District, as it was called. It was becoming a really upscale neighborhood. I own several buildings here, Zellos pointed out. In fact, Gowrie's company is developing that one over there for me. See the tall crane? Gutting the warehouse and putting condos up top and offices below, the usual. Where I'm staying now was completed a few months ago. Miwan and John still running the hotel? Lena asked. Yeah, they are doing a great job, too. A 4-star restaurant, couple hundred rooms, with a few permanent residents. They think of the residents as their children. Funny guys, but still together. You did good getting them together, I said. Next time, I'll let you do the matchmaking for me. Okay. He smiled as he opened the door to show Lena, Val, and me around. Val snorted. Yeah, so you can hold Zellos responsible next time the dude's a dud. I strode past Val and only poked him in the ribs for that smart remark. The place was immaculate, not a speck of dust or out-of-kilter picture on the wall. One of Zell's? Lena asked as she looked over the wall of smaller framed prints. All of them. Good, aren't they? He was letting them get dog-eared in a drawing book. So I took them out and had them framed. Yeah, that's right. You put them in a show, I heard him say. But he never told me where or when, Lena said. Next year. The date isn't fixed yet. You'll get invitations to his grand opening. Black tie and champagne. You're kidding, I said, thinking that for sure he was. Nope. Something black and slinky for you. He smiled at both of us girls. I'll wear the tie, Lena smirked. Is that all, I hope? He laughed. Need I say that Lena punished him for that? It was time to go back. Zellos just decided to stay, leaving his bag of clothes at Val's. I promised to wash what was dirty, or get Val to do it. And then we drove back to the settlement. The rest of the vacation was uneventful. Thank the gods. Winter solstice was only a month away, and I was not looking forward to it now, without Brad. As it was, it took all my concentration at school not to think about, mull about, or bemoan my broken heart. And if you think all this was easy for me to write about, well, it happened a while ago, and things changed. Yeah, lucky for me, things and people can transform with time.